Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Hello, hello, hello. Today we're going to talk about, specifically we're going to talk about Maryland, probate in Maryland. Are you looking to learn the probate process in Maryland? Here are a few things to do if you have to go through the probate process in Maryland by Dorsey's Realty. Probate in Maryland is a legal process through which a deceased person's assets are distributed, debts are paid, and their estate is settled. The main goal of probate is to ensure that the decedent's property is transferred to the rightful beneficiary or heirs in accordance with their will or the state and tenancy laws, if there is no will. The process is overseen by the Register of Wills, which is responsible for administrating assets in each of Maryland's 24 cities and counties. Here are some key points about the process in Maryland. Number one, filing the will. If the descendant left a will, the decedent left a will, a valid will, it must be filed with the Register of Wills in the county where the deceased person lived. If there is no will, the estate is considered intestate. And the Maryland intestate lease laws will dictate how the estate is distributed. Number two, the personal representative. The personal representative, the court will appoint a personal representative, also known as an executor or administrator, to manage the probate process. This person is responsible for gathering and managing the deceased person's assets, paying debts and taxes, and distributing the estate according to the will or the intestate laws. Number three, notice to the creditors. The personal representative is required to notify creditors of the probate's proceeding. Creditors then have a set period of time to submit claims against the estate for any outstanding debts. Number four, you then go to inventory and appraisal. The personal representative is required to prepare an inventory and appraisal of the descendant's assets. This is a detailed list of all the assets and their values as the date of death.
This podcast is brought to you by the DMV Probate Group. Do you have questions about probate, estate, or trust? You don't know what to do with real estate, motor vehicles, furniture, or jewelry, just to name a few? Contact the DMV Probate Group. They have answers plus solutions. Your one-stop professional shop with over 15 years of experience. You may also be eligible to receive a free probate guide, free comprehensive estate assessment, or free consultation. You heard correct, free. You can find them on the web at the dmvprobategroup.com or call 301-842-7156. That's 301-842-7156. Call today, don't go another day with unwanted stress. Less excuses, more solution driven. Brought to you by the dmvprobategroup.com.
Number five, debts and taxes. The personal representative must use the assets of the estate to pay off any valid debts or taxes owned by the decedent. This includes funeral expenses, outstanding bills, and applicable state and federal taxes, estate taxes. Number six, distribution of assets. Once all debts, taxes, and administrative expenses have been paid, the remaining assets can be distributed to the beneficiaries or heirs as outlined in the will or by laws of intestacy. Number seven, and final, small estate administrator. Maryland offers a simplified process for small estates. Small estates normally under $50,000. If the estate's value is below a certain threshold, the personal representative may be able to use a less formal procedure. Above $50,000, it goes into a regular estate. Under $50,000, depending if married or not married, that can change the two. Any questions about the probate in Maryland, don't hesitate to reach out to Dorsey's Realty via phone or email, as well as you can view us on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Dorsey's Realty's disclaimer. By acknowledging this disclaimer, it's essential to consult with an attorney who specializes in probate and trust matters to ensure that the disclaimer meets the specific legal requirements and addresses the unique circumstances of your situation. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.